Welcome to Charm Chat. I'm Nicole from A Pretty Charmed Life.
I'm Angie from Daily Charm Addict.
And I'm Rita from A Charmed Dreamer.
Together, we share our not-so-secret charm addictions,
discuss hot topics in the bead world,
and of course, spill the beads on life.
So, are you ready? Okay, let's chat.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our second episode in season three, which, like we said, we are going to be interviewing some fellow charm collectors this season. So, Angie, Rita, and myself are so excited to welcome Emily at Fashion Storyteller to the pod. Welcome, Emily.
Woo! Hey, thanks for having me.
You were obviously our very first choice for this episode.
Aw, thank you. I'm so flattered and really excited to be here.
Well, Emily, we obviously know you. You are one of our dear friends, dear charm sisters. But in case some of our listeners don't know you, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? And this is Charm Chat, so a little bit about your collection as well.
Well, my name's Emily, if you didn't already hear. And then about me, I love tea and I love jewelry. I have a little dog named Alice, who I absolutely love. And she's currently recovering from surgery, and she'll have her final checkup at the end of this month, which will be really good. So it's been a long process. She's had her operation, January? So she's actually on my lap right now. I'm hoping she'll be quiet. And then I started getting into beads and charms back in, it was around 2008, I believe. I was visiting Niagara Falls, which is this really popular tourist spot in Canada. And I was with a friend, and we stumbled into this jewelry shop. And there was this glass kind of table with all these like beads inside. And I like looked through the glass, and I fell in love with like the bracelets and the charms. And I want to say it was Pandora. But like in hindsight, looking back, it might have been troll beads too. I didn't buy anything that day, but I really wanted to. But I was like, I've always been like very strict with purchases. Like I always have to really think about it before I buy something. Like I need to really love it and want it. And I think it was a short time after that, I finally went back and I got a charm, and it was a moonstone charm. And I was really gravitating towards moonstone a lot at that period in my life. I just really loved moonstone. So when I found out Pandora had a moonstone charm, it's like, that is for me. So I got that. And it wasn't until 2012-ish, when I was graduating college, that I started getting more into Pandora because I had a little bit more spending money. School took like all my money. And I bought myself, I think it was like a flower Murano glass bead from Pandora, as well as the graduation cap. And then I got a couple other charms after that. And then eventually, as I started working, it continued to like escalate into a very crazy addiction and love affair with Pandora, which slowly opened up into Ohm beads, Troll beads, Elf beads, Ogre beads, Alex and Ani.
All the beads.
Yeah, like I can't, there's so many different types of brands I actually have. Aurora. Like so many different charm companies, bead companies that I fell in love with, and other jewelry companies too that I've discovered even more recently that I've been loving. So
you're fully addicted.
So addicting. And I love fashion. That's what I studied in college, was fashion design. And I just love the idea with charms that I could tell like special stories or kind of create a visual diary on my wrist. And I think that's what got me just so hooked onto Pandora's, because I loved jewelry. Like in high school, I was like teased because in like gym class, I was that girl would go ching 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 ching, because I would always keep my jewelry on back then. Don't do that now. Not good for the jewelry. But I was always obsessed with like lots of jewelry and all of that. And I think that's just how I fell into the world of charms, like kind of self-expression and special memories and all that.
And I think you were one of the first YouTubers that I found when I was getting into Pandora, because I never even really watched YouTube until I started collecting. And I was like, I need to know what people are doing, how they're designing. And I don't know. I'm sure I found your Instagram first. Or was it? I actually don't know, because you had two different names at the time.
Yeah.
But eventually I put two and two together that it was one in the same.
Yeah, and then I like made my accounts the same name for it to be less confusing, because yeah, my YouTube was Fashion Storyteller and my Instagram at the time was My Pandora Charms. And I think it was in 2019, I think that I changed my name just so it was like the same on all the platforms.
I found you on YouTube because I was already on YouTube. So that's how I found you and wanted to learn more about, you know, Pandora and putting bracelets together and stuff. And I found Nicole and then I found you and I was like, wow, who is this girl? And kind of went from there. Our little friendship started because of that.
So fun. And like, yeah, like it's so crazy, like looking back at how many years have passed since then, like, because I feel like I've known you guys way longer, way, way, way longer. And like, it's amazing that we've all, well, you guys haven't met officially in person, but I've got to meet you all officially in person. And it's just been amazing. Like the biggest blessing from this, like that's even more important to me than the jewelry, is just these connections and people that I've got to meet. And you guys are like one in a million. I'm very blessed to have you in my life.
No, Emily's the lucky one that's gotten to meet each of us.
Nicole needs to meet everybody.
I know, I've only met Emily in person.
We all need to meet Nicole.
I always forget.
When the Disney meetup. The Disney meetup has to happen.
Every time somebody mentions that we all haven't met each other, I'm like, who hasn't met everyone? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's me. So, Emily, we obviously know you from your charms and your jewelry, but you have been doing like so much. And part of the reason why we're excited to have you on the show is because we can't wait to hear all the things. Like, we've done a lot of talking in season one and season two about charms. We want to venture out to a little bit more, you know, personal stuff or life stuff. So you have kind of been evolving your YouTube and your Instagram to more than just beads and charms. Tell us about what's currently inspiring you.
There are so many things that are currently inspiring me, but a huge chunk is just women's health. Women's rights have been like very strong with me this past year and just with a lot of things that have happened to me. And kind of like, I love jewelry and I love fashion, but kind of like the charms, they have a deeper meaning for the ones we have on the bracelet. And I think for me, with what I put out on social media, I really want to start sharing what those deep meanings are with the jewelry as well, to really strengthen the connection of both to me and why these pieces are so meaningful. I also want to share more of me and my personal experiences, because I find that I know it's helped me when other people have told me their stories or things they've gone through. It's been really encouraging to me on the different paths that I've had to take. And I hope that I'm able like to do that for someone else by talking more about like women's health. Chronic pain for me with endometriosis and some other stuff that I have going on has been something really passionate for me, because the medical system for women is not where it should be. So that's something I've really wanted to start speaking up more about and spreading more awareness about, and encouraging women to get second opinions and not to just allow someone to make them feel that, like, to be gaslit or whatever based on their pain. Because statistically, women and their pain, it's not, a lot of time it's viewed as, oh, it's a mental health issue. It's not because that they're in pain. Mental health, though, is very important. And that's also something that I want to talk more about on my channel. I had anorexia and eating disorder way long ago, so it's really far removed from me in that sense. But having healthy body image and healthy like self-esteem and all of that's something that's very important to me too, and to encourage in others to feel good in their own bodies and who they are. And that's something I also want to start sharing, and I have shared on my platform, and start to encourage, because I think there's always purpose to the pain we go through. And I feel that it's so important for us to share these parts of us and not just present something pretty and perfect, which I think social media, so often we can fall into that trap of only wanting to share the highlights and the best and like the pretty perfect picture. And for me, I've really just wanted to kind of combine both, because obviously I love creating really beautiful pictures and all of that, but it's a balance between the both. And I really want to kind of merge those things together.
This is the perfect continuation of our first episode, where we talk about that, having balance in your life and being able to do more than just show your jewelry or whatever that may be. So I think you're a great example of that, of branching out, expanding, you know, what's important to you and what you want to share. So I think that's really an amazing growth for you. And I just remember seeing you on YouTube in some of those really early videos where you didn't even show yourself and it was just your hands and you were, you know, just starting out. And I think you've really found your confidence and your voice, and it's really impressive and makes us proud to see that.
You're really making a difference to others. I'm seeing it all the time and it's really inspiring. So keep doing what you're doing.
One of the things that I really appreciate about what you're doing is having a young daughter, right? She's 8 as of last month, and they start looking at social media really early, you guys. And yes, I let her, but you know, it's under my guidance. But like to what you were saying, Emily, it puts up like these false expectations of what life is like. And I know before I met you, I was like, she has got to have the most perfect life ever. Like she always has a smile on her face. And, you know, when you get to know you and you're like, oh man, she's like, she's gone through things and she's just like us. So I think it's one, awesome, and two, very brave of what you've been doing on your platforms.
Thank you, you guys. This is like a pep talk. I love it. Thank you so much. It's scary, like, to share some of that. Like, I'll be honest, like, you feel very vulnerable. But I think it's just so important to do that. And it's through that, even just being vulnerable strengthens me in different ways. And yeah, like, when Angie was saying, like, I watched one of my old videos recently because someone had left a comment on there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I am, like, so different now. Like, I was so in my own little bubble, I think, like back then. So it's crazy.
I think the first glimpse we saw of that blossoming was when you created your bead with the Elmistry project with Own Beads. And it was, you can tell us about it, don't give up. And I think you shared a little bit about, you know, struggling to get up the mountain and get to the other side. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh my gosh, that bead is so special to me. And I'm so thankful for Own Beads for giving me that opportunity to design it. Don't give up is definitely, it's a bead that's inspired by faith over fear and not giving up. And I always tell myself through everything that I've gone through, I always say, don't give up. You got this. Keep going. Don't give up. And I always have a visual feel like a thing in my brain of this mountain. And I'm just on this really awful mountain and it's awful. And one side of it is like all this horrible stuff happening and all these things that are trying to pull me back or stop me. But if I can just get to the top and see that I'm halfway, then it's so much easier to keep going. And that's what that bead was really inspired by. It was just a message to encourage others. And it's strongly designed through mental health. It was inspired by my journey of recovery through anorexia, but it was also in part inspired by my journey with chronic pain conditions. I have a bunch of neck injuries. I have a bunch of concussions and all of this. And I wasn't getting the answers I needed. And it was a very frustrating, long journey to get taken seriously. I got hurt and injured, I believe, back in January 2018. And I think that's what's, or was it 2017? Now I'm forgetting. But some of my old videos, you can even see me rocking sunglasses and stuff. And that's when that mountain image came to me, is just like getting so frustrated because I wanted to get better. I didn't know why I was having all these issues. There was no clear-cut answers. And it took a long time to get to the point where I finally got help. But I knew that if I just kept going and keep trusting, that I'd get to the other side, get the answers. And it's funny because now at this point in my life, I'm finally there and I'm so happy. And so Don't Give Up really is a beat to inspire anyone on any type of journey, whether that and hard journey, like a very difficult journey. And you're in a really, really dark, vulnerable place. And maybe you're in a place where you're struggling with suicide, like suicidal thoughts, or you're struggling with giving up on something, a dream that you have, or you're going through like a loss or grief, like whatever that journey and that struggle is, it's really supposed to be there just to remind you not to give up. And one thing I love about my bead is that it often flips. So you're reminded of the journey that you've overcome, or you'll be reminded of the journey that you're going to see on the way, that that's waiting for you. And sometimes it might flip up to the bottom that says, do not give up or don't give up. And whenever I see that message, it's like, yeah, I got this. I got to keep going. So I love that bead. And yeah, it's just, I'm so thankful for Ohm for designing that. But I think the most rewarding part for me was that, as you kind of said, that when other people were able to purchase that bead and to share their stories, I got so many wonderful like people sharing their journeys with me and their stories. And it like touched my heart so much. And I think hearing so many people connect with that message that I shared definitely made me go, you know what, like, I need to share more here. Like, this helps people. Like, what I've gone through can be shared with others and we can connect more. And we're not going to, I think a lot of time when you're in a dark place, you feel like you can't share it. you can't talk about it or there's shame involved. And I think that'd be really allowed people to start sharing more about what they're going through and not just, again, what we were talking about earlier, this perfect, everything's great, everything's positive life. So,
and you're not alone, right?
Yeah, you're not alone.
That needs to be a bead. You are not alone.
You're not
alone. Who's going to make it? Just kidding. I think it's awesome that there's a lot of deep meaning into what you're putting out there, but there's also some really cool things you're putting out in social media that are a little more fun and lighthearted, and you're sharing what I like to call is your Eat, Pray, Love adventure, and there's some really fun things happening, like you got to spend the holiday in Disneyland. What else is – tell us more about that or what else is going on behind the scenes.
You guys, that – I'm still pinching myself. Like, I've always wanted to go to Disney at Christmas, and I've been just my goal. Like, I did a mood board, or not mood board. What's it called? Inspiration board. Mood board's fashion related. So, like an inspiration board. And on there was my Mickey waffles and my Disneyland castle. And at that time I did that, it seemed really far off when I would go to Disneyland. But I've been traveling a lot this past year, like throughout Canada and places. And just some amazing thing, like I was able to kind of save up and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go to Disneyland. I'm going to make it happen. And it just so happened it was around Christmas time. And I just did it. I just did it, which is very spontaneous for me. I kind of just decided. I think I debated about it for a week and I'm like, you know what? I'm doing this. I'm going. And it was the most magical time. Like, and I just felt like literally like so blessed. Like every day I woke up, I'm like, I am in Disney at Christmas. Like, whose life is this? Like, how am I here? How did this happen? It was just incredible. Like, and I met a lot of people in the community too, which was so amazing to stumble upon. I actually got to meet the Disney Parks Pandora manager. She introduced herself to me and that was just like that she recognized me. I was just so humbled and like, oh my gosh, like I was fangirling. Like I got my picture taken with her and she's like, you want me? I'm not a Disney character, but it was like such a like amazing thing for me. And yeah, it was so cool. And I think whenever you like have a dream, you can get there. Like it seemed like really impossible for me to get to Disneyland at Christmas, but you guys, it was amazing. It was so much fun. Like if you ever get the chance to go, it is the most magical experience. And I stayed there for a while. I got a hotel and then later I like changed it and traveled a little bit around after. I actually extended my stay because there's all this like crazy, if you're in Canada, we had all these crazy snowstorms. So I didn't want to take my dog Alice through that. So I got to stay longer and I even got a couple extra days at Disney. So it was the best. It was amazing.
So fun.
I think we've all done Disney during Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. So you guys have all gone.
Mm-hmm. Not over Christmas, though. That was pretty special.
Emily, we really lived it through you. And I'm so grateful because I haven't been able to go, and Disney at Christmas is my favorite time to go.
I know that you're a huge Disneyland during Halloween time, Emily. And I could ask this question all the time. Like, do you go at Christmas or Halloween? Which is like impossible to answer. But what did you think? If you could only pick one, what would you do?
Oh my goodness. You know what? I think I would still, it's hard because I loved my Christmas experience. It's so magical. It's beautiful. But I think when I went at Halloween time, at least the time frame that I went, it's not as crowded. And I think for like, not that that really deterred me from Christmas either, because I had a great time. And there's ways to get around the crowds, but I think, yeah, I extra loved it. I don't know. Oh my gosh, that's a hard question. There's pros and cons, I guess, to both. I probably still would say Halloween time. And I think it's just because it's such a nostalgic thing, because my first trip to Disney was Halloween time. And I just loved it. But that being said, I didn't participate in like the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. So I don't know if I fully experienced Halloween yet. Maybe that's why I'm saying that, because there's still more I want to check out there. But this trip was actually my first trip that I got to see the fireworks at the castle. I'd never seen that. But my previous trips, I had always missed out on that. So I saw them at Christmas. So I don't know. I can't decide. Like you, I
guess. It's so hard.
Simple answer, can't decide, too hard.
Hey, that is so fair.
Emily, so you mentioned that you've been traveling this past year. Okay, other than Disney, because that's a given, what was your favorite place that you visited this year?
Oh my gosh, it would be a tie. Like, I loved Halifax. That was the first place I went to when I decided to kind of travel around. And I think I just loved it. I went actually at the end of February and for the month of March, and which is not a popular time to visit. It's not tourist season there. But people there are just so friendly and down to earth. And I think that's what I loved the most about it, was the people. And it's similar to BC, Vancouver, but it's just, it has its own vibe. So I love that. I also went to Las Vegas, which is like a place that I never thought I would visit, but there was like a cheap flight. And I'm like, you know what? Why don't I just go there with Alice and just see what it's about? I actually had a really fun time. There was a cafe that I had been wanting to visit for forever. I think it's called Cafe Lola. They have a couple locations there. It's not even in this strip. Emily's not a big Vegas person, but this cafe was so cute. They had the coolest lattes, and that was a fun experience because like I got to like figure like experience it like by myself, which I think was kind of, I don't know, a little bit brave to go by yourself because I had never gone there before, but I had a fun time and it surprised me. For me, it was like the Disneyland for adults, but Vegas between Disney, it's always Disney. Like Disney's number one. So
Emily, did you see Donny Osmond?
No, I didn't. I'm trying to remember. I did go see a singer. I saw John Legend. That's who I went to see.
Oh, I love John Legend.
Yeah.
Did you get any Las Vegas exclusive Pandora charms?
No, but I was tempted. I had won a giveaway with Pandora Las Vegas of the dice charm. So I decided that that charm could represent my trip. Because I'm on a budget. I was so close, though. I was very, very close, but I didn't. I resisted.
I hear there's an outlet there.
There is. I went there. I didn't get anything either. I was so good, guys. I looked, though. I was tempted, but I resisted.
I feel like the outlets used to be better back when they had like retired stuff. But now it's like they retire things so often.
Yeah.
And so it's like things...
We're kind of caught up now, right? So there
are
of the really old ones we need.
And maybe that's our problem and not the outlet's problem. That's probably our fault.
Yeah, I was like, when you were saying that, I'm like, maybe it is us though, because like it depends when you first start collecting, and then there's older ones, and now we're very like up to date with currently what's being releasing and all of that.
Yeah. Since we're back on the topic of Pandora, coming full circle, the latest thing in Pandora world is the Disney 100. So Emily, what are your thoughts on the collection? Are you collecting? What's your plan?
I absolutely love the Disney 100 collection. I love two-tone charms. I love that they're doing a lab-created diamond. I personally would love to collect them all, but financially and just with budgeting and everything, I have some exciting things happening for me later this year. So I'm on a very strict budget, so I don't see myself collecting them all. However, I kind of wish Pandora did like two price points for the charms. Like I wish they had done an all silver version as well as the two-tone, because I just feel like that would give people who love Disney, love Pandora, love collecting, you know, the different charms, just an opportunity to get them. And maybe it's not the really special one, but it's still one that they could collect and add to their collection. So I wish they had done that, but we'll see. I say that I'm not going to collect them all, but maybe I'll find a way to do it. We'll see. If I could, I would collect them all.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that that's a really great idea you had there, because I'm not going to be able to get all of those. And there's some really cute ones, I think, coming.
The prices have really gone up in the past couple years, and I think they're beautiful. It's harder to justify it sometimes, even though it's so special. It needs to have a really special meaning if I'm going to be... I got the first one because he's special. He was the first character, Oswald, first character I ever met at Disneyland that I got to hug and meet in real life. So I was like, I got to get him.
I have to say, I like the parallel. Like Oswald was kind of the first Mickey, and he has evolved over the years into what he is now. And I kind of think that parallels with you. You know, you have totally grown, found your voice, like I said, evolved with your collection, with your life, with everything that you're doing. So I think that's very special that you got that one.
Aw, thank you. I love that. That's like an extra special meaning for me now.
Yeah. Emily, you're Oswald.
I'm Oswald. I love it. I'm
okay, I won't go that far. She's much, much cuter.
I'm just kidding. Oswald's cute. It's so cute.
He does a cute little dance.
Yeah.
Emily, we're so excited that you came to the podcast. So thank you for giving us your time to chat with us about charms and all the other things. If people are not already following Emily, where can they find Emily?
You can find me on Instagram. It's at Fashion Storyteller. I have my YouTube channel, which is at Fashion. It's basically at Fashion Storyteller on everything. YouTube, TikTok, and then I have my own blog website, which is www.fashionstoryteller.ca. So super easy. And then Alice has her own Instagram, which is at PawfectElla. So it's like perfect, but spelled with a paw, PawfectElla. And that's all my little fun furry family adventures are on there.
That is awesome. Again, Emily, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Listeners, we will be back in 2 weeks with our next episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. And until then, stay charming.